Chapter 10. The two boys flew on and on towards the village, speechless with horror. They glanced backward over their shoulders from time to time, apprehensively, as if they feared they might be followed. Every stump that started up in their path seemed a man and an enemy, and made them catch their breath. And as they sped by some outlying cottages that lay near the village, the barking of the aroused watchdogs seemed to give wings to their feet.
"If we can only get to the old tannery before we break down," whispered Tom in short catches between breaths. "I can't stand it much longer."
Huckleberry's hard pantings were his only reply, and the boys fixed their eyes on the goal of their hopes and bent to their work to win it. They gained steadily on it, and at last, breast to breast, they burst through the open door and fell, grateful and exhausted, in the sheltering shadows beyond. By and by their pulses slowed down, and Tom whispered,
"Huckleberry, what do you reckon'll come of this?"
"If Dr. Robinson dies, I reckon hanging'll come of it."
"Do you, though?"
"Why, I know it, Tom."
Tom thought a while, then he said,
"Who'll tell? We?"
"What are you talking about? Suppose something happened and Injun Joe didn't hang. Why, he'd kill us sometime or other, just as dead sure as we're lying here."
"That's just what I was thinking to myself, Huck.
If anybody tells, let Muff Potter do it if he's fool enough. He's generally drunk enough."
Tom said nothing, went on thinking. Presently he whispered,
"Huck, Muff Potter don't know it. How can he tell?"
"What's the reason he don't know it?"
"Because he just got that whack when Injun Joe done it. You reckon he could see anything? You reckon he knowed anything?"
"By hokey, that's so, Tom."
"And besides, looky here, maybe that whack done for him."
"No, 'tain't likely, Tom. He had liquor in him. I could see that. And besides, he always has. Well, when Pap's full, you might take and belt him over the head with a church, and you couldn't faze him. He says so his own self. So it's the same with Muff Potter, of course. But if a man was dead sober, I reckon maybe that whack might fetch him. I don't know."
After another reflective silence, Tom said,
"Hucky, you sure you can keep Mum?"
"Tom, we got to keep Mum. You know that. That Injun devil wouldn't make any more of drowning us than a couple of cats if we was to squeak about this and they didn't hang him. Now, looky here, Tom. Let's take and swear to one another. That's what we got to do, swear to keep Mum."
"I'm agreed, Huck. It's the best thing. Would you just hold hands and swear that we..."
"Oh, no, that wouldn't do for this. That's good enough for little rubbishy common things, especially with gals, because they go back on you anyway and blab if they get into a huff. But there ought to be writing about a big thing like this in blood."
Tom's whole being applauded this idea. It was deep and dark and awful. The hour, the circumstances, the surroundings were in keeping with it. He picked up a clean pine shingle that lay in the moonlight, took a little fragment of red keel out of his pocket, got the moon on his work, and painfully scrawled these lines, emphasizing each slow downstroke by clamping his tongue between his teeth and letting up the pressure on the upstrokes. "Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer swears they will keep Mum about this, and they wish they may drop down dead in their tracks if they ever tell, and rot.